The daily number of new COVID cases in the UK is falling. It's a statistic that's come as a surprise to many. England lifted their COVID restrictions on Tuesday last week, and that raised concerns among health experts that the number of people contracting Mate Corona would rise rapidly. Now, 7 days on from that move, the UK recorded fewer than 25,000 new COVID cases, and that was a drop of 15,000 on the week before. With us now is our correspondent in the UK, Vincent McAvinney. Kia ora, Vinny. Thanks for talking to us on this. What is going on?
Well, it is quite strange because I can tell you that the data actually from today has shown that it has gone back up to 31,117 cases. So there is a little bit of scepticism about how accurate this number actually is at the moment, because if you look at the factors coinciding with it, you've got the breakup of schools in most parts of the UK in the last week. You've also got an impact of the end of the Euros, which was drawing obviously huge crowds for people going out to see England. And that was a big reason why it was thought that it was spiking so much towards the end of our last lockdown. So there are some question marks about how valid this data is at the moment. What we were seeing in school groups was that if one person in a class or in a year group had COVID, then the whole year and their families were having to get tested. So now we're in the summer break. There's thought to be a decline in the number of tests being performed, but possibly a larger number of COVID cases than we know at the moment.
So is there any way to get a better handle on the data in that case? Because like you say, people going away on holiday, schools breaking up. Are people going to come forward to get tested?
Well, that is the question. Obviously, now we are well and truly into our vaccination program. Just over 70% of UK adults have now had both doses. The target group that they're vaccinating at the moment is those who are 29 and under, so 18 to 29. And there has been a bit of sluggishness with that group being vaccinated because there's a bit of reluctance just on the basis that they don't feel as much like previous generations that they need it. So there are a lot of warnings out at the moment to keep up the pace with the vaccination program to stop any further lockdowns in the winter. When it comes to the concerns over getting tested, lots of people wanting to go away on holiday. There are a lot of destinations where you are having to pay for these private tests, and perhaps some suspicion that maybe people aren't being tested in the ways that they were before because they are trying to make sure that they can go away at least somewhere in the UK, because there aren't that many destinations you can actually go to. The tests you're having to pay for to go away are very expensive. So it is really unclear at the moment what exactly is happening with this testing. There have been warnings by the government not to get too complacent. But the other factor in this, around 700,000 people in the last week have been pinged by the NHS app warning them that they've been in close contact with someone who has had COVID.
Yeah, no, I was going to ask you about this, the pingdemic, as I think it's being called. Are people not coming forward, deleting the app, whatever it might be, so that they can't be pinged? And just explain, I suppose, how that pinging works, what it's all about.
Yeah, well, the problem is that none of this is legally compulsory. Everyone was encouraged to download the NHS COVID app. It would work in two ways. One is that you scan to check into places like bars, restaurants, theatres, all those kind of places. At the start, when the app was rolled out, they were being very militant about doing this. But obviously, over the weeks and months, staff have had a lot of abuse from members of the public who don't want to do this. And I've got to say, whenever I go out and about, it is pretty patchy now as to whether they actually force you to scan in or not. So that was one way the app was working. The other is via Bluetooth. And so if you are in a proximity to a person who then tests positive for COVID and you've been near them for 15 minutes, it was pinging you and saying that you needed to isolate as well and get tested. But there were problems. If you were in terraced housing or flats, it was pinging everyone in the radius through walls. Also in offices, you could be in separate sections of offices, but getting pinged. And many businesses, when their reopening happened a few days ago, were encouraging staff to actually turn that off, because we've seen instances where restaurants have reopened but then had to close because all the staff have been pinged. So it is a little bit of a murky situation at the moment. But there is perhaps a bit of hope that we are seeing the numbers falling because we're outside more. We've had a really good patch of weather. We've been mixing sort of in outdoor spaces and not sitting inside as much as we had been because it had been so cold and wet in the weeks building up to the unlocking where we could eat indoors. So there is some signs that maybe the vaccination program and the good weather in the summer will give us a break from all of this.
Thank you very much for the update there from the UK. That's Vincent McAvinney talking about the situation with Mate Corona in the UK.